Hello, 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 hello. That's
no whistling.
Adam. I didn't say no whistling.
I thought you said no whistling.
No, I didn't say no whistling.
Okay.
He can whistle. He's a musical person.
All right. Are you
I
ready?
Said his whistling was getting on my nerves, but I didn't know why.
Oh, okay.
But I got over it.
Okay. So you really had no reason for it to be on your nerves?
No, I really had no reason.
Oh, okay.
Just so I'm enjoying it now.
Okay. So.
Okay.
You ready?
It's going to be a good show. I'm going to try to get through some calls.
Okay.
Because we are so stacked up. Dan is apparently abandoned his post. He is listed as AWOL. And he keeps saying, I'm here. But then he doesn't actually do his job. So I'm going to have to fire him.
You can't fire an intern.
Sure you can.
You can?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't pay him to begin with, but I may have to.
So if you didn't hire him, can you fire him?
I hired him. I just didn't pay him. It's a big difference.
Okay.
If you're not paying somebody,
mm-hmm. can you really make them go away since they weren't doing anything for money?
But you can take the privilege of doing the thing away from them and give it to somebody else.
Well, I suppose.
I just don't know that anybody else is going to be good enough.
Yeah.
Steveen wants the job.
Steveen does?
Yes. So we shall see.
Okay.
We shall see.
All right.
Not too sure about this.
He made a nice song for me. I'd give him the
chance. No, I trust Steveen, but Dan was, you know how Dan was?
I know. He anticipated your every move.
But it was a blessing that was not to last.
He was like radar.
He was like radar. And it's sad to see him go, and I hate to fire him, but.
There you have it.
I don't know. You know, he's non-responsive. What are you going to do? Somebody didn't show up to work every day. You got to get somebody to replace them.
What'd they say in Office Space?
What's that?
I'm not going to quit. I'm just going to stop going.
I'm
just going to stop going.
Figure it'll work itself out. All right. Well, all that and a bag of chips.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Adam wants the shot at redoing our theme song. I don't know about all this. We'll see how it goes. Brian Bridges better be scared. I seriously doubt
two blind squirrels in the morning. People, radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah, Adam's
You want to redo the theme song?
Yeah, he's been working on it. He's been working on it. He's been put a little bit of guitar.
Can you make it really cool? I want it singer-songwriterish.
Yeah, he's working on lyrics.
That's your thing, right?
It's got to be up-tempo because it's got to set the stage for the rest of the show.
When was I thinking about this?
What? I just assigned it to you.
There you go. You better go start working. We need something original, catchy, cool.
Okay.
Well, you heard Brian Bridges's, right? Mm-hmm. It's got to be at least that good. If you want to compete.
It can be better.
If you want to compete.
Okay.
Oh, did you hear that?
It can be better.
A gauntlet has been thrown.
All right. You're on it.
I don't know.
You're assigned.
I don't know.
Can I do it?
I know we can play the guitar.
I know we can sing.
Can you write a song?
Hmm.
Think you can?
Hmm.
Both of his parents are musical.
Yeah.
And one of his other brothers is musical. I mean, I guess Jordan was. He played the bongos.
He still plays drums.
He plays the drums, so I guess that's musical.
But Adam can do both.
But Adam can play the drums and play the guitar. And can you play the piano? A little bit. Yeah. Ben played the piano, right? Was it Ben? Jordan. Who played the piano?
Nobody.
Oh, I thought somebody took piano lessons.
We took lessons, but...
I took lessons too, but I can't play either.
Yeah, we quit. All of us.
I am a virtuoso.
You?
Yes.
It's not right to lie.
Well, I'm not lying. I can sneeze in three octaves.
Yeah, you can sneeze. You know what?
I don't see that.
Brad.
All at the same time.
Sneezing doesn't annoy me, except for when Brad does it. It annoys me that he sneezes. It's annoying. He sneezes so... No. Does he not sneeze so loud? Do you think that the roof is going to come off the house?
Yeah, it was loud.
It's insane.
I've actually bent...
I honestly believe you do that on purpose just to irritate me. That's what
you believe.
Yeah.
Is that why you're mad at me?
Sneezing like that just to irritate me.
I can tell that that's what you were thinking. You really did think that, didn't you?
I did. It's annoying.
I was like, huh, I bet she totally thinks that he's doing that on purpose.
I know he doesn't, but it's, yeah.
I tried to hold one in one time.
Mm,
you know, to muffle
his
it.
His head blew up.
I fractured I dislodged, what do you call it, the optic nerve in my left eye.
Dislodged.
Okay.
What? Why do you keep looking at me like
that?
You
said, no, you said and a bag of chips. But yes. I want to just make sure that if we're talking about chips, that it's Fritos.
It's got to be Fritos?
Yes.
But is Frito a chip?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of its own class of thing.
I think so, too.
Corn chip. See?
Well, I know it's called a corn chip.
Why wouldn't it be called
a
chip, Adam?
I don't know if it really is, because like the shape is just not chippy.
It's not chippy. It's more like
what is it?
It's more like a Frito.
Like
Well, so it's like in its own class.
A Cheeto is not a chip.
No,
it's in the class of Cheetos.
I think so too, but a Cheeto is more of a puff.
I don't like puffed
Cheetos. Ooh, puffed Cheetos.
I think it's more definable than
the cheaper
than a Frito.
The cheaper the puffed Cheetos, the better.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like puffed Cheetos. I like the crunchy ones.
I'm very name brandish when it comes to chips. Mm-hmm. Because I think the name brand chips taste better, mm-hmm. you know, than like generic ones. Mm-hmm. But Cheetos Puff, I mean,
Cheetos makes crackers now.
Are yummy. Oh, those were good.
You've had those?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What are you kidding me? You know I know all about chips.
You know what's good on a Cheeto?
I know all about chips.
You take a crunchy Cheeto and you put a little Tabasco on it. That's very good. And we found a new use for Fritos today.
You can put jalapenos on them.
Put jalapenos in the middle of them.
Jalapeno on a stick.
No, not on a stick. Just a little slice of jalapeno.
Jalapeno on a Frito.
In the Frito. It was very cute. I like that. All right. So let's play some of the stuff that we're behind on, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it going to be in any order at all?
No.
Okay, so we're just mm-mm. fly by the seat of our pants.
No, the person who's supposed to put them in order didn't do their job.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be like it used to be?
Yes.
Oh, which is Lordy. Okay.
No telling what's going to happen now.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Hey, Brad and Faith, John here from the Jesus Geek Podcast, which you can find over at JesusGeek.info.
Yes.
And I just wanted to share a story about you regarding names.
When I went to high school,
there was a guy in my...
Did he say a story about me regarding names?
I guess. So. Yeah, that's what he said.
How can he share a story about me?
I don't know.
He doesn't have any stories about me.
Well, listen and let him tell
it. When I went to high school, there was a guy in my school named J.W., that was his name, J.W., the two letters. That's it. His parents named him J.W. I went to high school in, of course, Texas. So
that's not unusual.
Yeah, it is. Initials for names that don't stand for anything.
We know a person named J.D.
Whose actual name
but her name, but her name is not J, initial J, D. It's J A Y D E E.
It says J W.
Well, I know, but.
Or whatever.
Yeah, well, J dot W.
Well, her name is J D, J A D E E, but it's actually the initials for her dad,
it's
Jodon.
J A Y D E.
Jodon is her dad. So they
named
her J D.
It's not letters.
It's not letters. Different.
But letters and periods isn't a name.
Not
I
same.
I know all about the weird naming things there in Texas, and this must be where Brad gets this urge to rename everyone.
He does. He has to rename everybody.
I haven't renamed Adam. Adam's still Adam.
That's true.
That's true.
Would you like me to rename you?
There you go. Hmm. No. You don't rename me.
I'm shaking my head.
No. I call you Darlin' a lot.
Well, that's just a pet name. That's not a rename.
Well, I could give Adam a pet name, like Fluffy or
Spike. Let's get him a collar.
I'm gonna start calling him. I'm gonna start calling him Simon.
Because he looks like Simon Le Bon.
Yeah, from Duran Duran.
He does.
Her name is Rio, and she dances on the sand.
Give everyone a nickname. Because nobody down there can call you by your name.
They can call you by your name, but that means you don't know them. If you know them, you call them by the name that everybody knows them by.
That's right.
They have to come up with some kind of nickname for you because, like...
It's a show of affection. Uh-huh. It's an endearing quality.
Uh-huh.
Your parents didn't give you a good enough name. You know, you got
to
have...
They gave you a name to get by until you made a name for yourself.
Yeah, you
in
go.
Texas, you're supposed to go out and make a name for yourself, by golly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's why they call me Retread.
You have your name that your parents gave you, and then you have your Texas name, which is just...
Which in John's case is the Mermot.
That's right, the Mermot.
Ridiculous. I mean, these people are just... You Texans, you drive me nuts. I was transplanted there for 13 years, and it drove me crazy because...
And no Texan is happier that you're no longer in Texas than me.
Nobody will call anyone by their name!
Oh, golly. He's a little wound up.
Yeah, he's a little upset there, I think. I'm not...
there for 13 years, and it drove me crazy because nobody will call anyone by their name!
Did you save that? That's a good one.
What's scarier, that he called in to say that or that he's driving?
Yeah, exactly. He's got name rage.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
And we probably played that one before.
Yeah, it sounded funny. Familiar. It sounded somewhat familiar, but it was pretty funny.
It's worth playing again.
Hello, squirrel. This is Chipmunk. Yeah, Chipmunk. My code.
Hi, Elvin.
I was listening to Lucky Creek. Yeah, I know I'm a little behind.
Oh, we've heard this one.
We've heard this one.
Well, anyway, hi, Chipmunk.
Hey, Elvin.
It was nice to hear from you again.
Hi, Elvin.
Even though we'd already played it and all. But
why didn't you delete it after you played it? What's going on with you?
Because he was in charge of all that. And so
Dan?
I had to go. Yeah, because I have it all mapped like automatically so that they get sent to Dan and then they get moved into a folder.
But he didn't.
So then
move
I had
them?
To go into the folder and try to figure out where I was.
Well, if they were already moved there, then we'd already listened to them.
No, I moved them there when I sent them to Dan.
Oh. So well, what'd you do that for? It doesn't make any sense. If that's the folder you're supposed to move them to when you've already listened to them, why would you put them in that folder?
Because
to send
them
to him to listen to him and then send it back to you to not
that.
Put him in the folder. Huh? That doesn't make any sense. You're just making things more difficult for yourself.
Don't mess with the system.
It's all what? Your fault.
I'm telling you not to mess with the system.
He doesn't have a system. That's why we're
I had
in
a
this
system.
Rigmarole.
The system was called no. Dan 2.0, yeah. But it crashed on
him. Hey, this is Dan again.
Who?
And
Dan.
Dan. Different Dan.
Was listening to the show, and I heard that little chipmunk call
yeah.
in and
yeah.
plug AT&T.
Oh.
Well, we can't be having that. Nope. I worked for Sprint, and we all know that Sprint is better.
Okay, well, here's what I know about
Sprint
all that.
Sprint doesn't work in my house. Here's what I know.
We both have Sprint phones. And by the way, I love Sprint. I love what they offer, and I love the prices they offer it at, mm-hmm. and that's why we still have Sprint.
Even though it doesn't work in our house.
And they're very nice, and they're very kind.
I have to sit in my alley to talk on the phone.
But AT&T and Verizon both work in our house.
Uh-huh. We have like some like...
What do you have?
Verizon.
We have some like weird radioactive something.
Noticed. You've never not had service. Mm-hmm. What?
Some weird radioactive thing like emanating from
no,
our neighborhood.
No, if that was the case, then if that was the case, then Verizon and AT&T wouldn't work in our house, but they do. We have cell phones that don't work in our house. The only cell phone company that doesn't work in our house, and we have those cell phones. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we still have this cell phone company is because your best friend, April, also has a cell phone company. If I change, it's going to cost me a fortune.
And there you have it.
There we go.
That's all I'm going to say. I understand there's a Verizon out there, but that's not really a competition. AT&T is somewhat of a competition, but... Sprint is better. That's really all I can say.
Why?
That's it. I'm done.
Well, Sprint.
Sprint. That's it.
Are you sure? Are you done?
But okay.
Is he
okay.
done?
I think so.
Okay.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Adam asked why.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Ant.
No.
He's not an aunt. He's a nephew.
Adam Ant. Do you know who Adam Ant is?
Yes.
Okay.
So...
Sorry.
Sprint is better than AT&T because Sprint offers like more features and stuff.
Okay, whatever. What's the next call?
Hi, Squirrel. It's Chris.
Chris, we haven't heard from Chris in a long time.
Well, we have.
What's he been doing? What's he been doing?
Well, I don't know because I can't play it because you're talking.
Okay.
Say hi, see how things are going in that squirrel nest that is the craziness that is Two Blind Squirrels. And I was wondering, Brad, if we're ever going to do those pair-up shows, because I am totally psyched about doing that.
Yes, I think this is a great idea.
We've heard this one before, by the way.
We have?
Mm-hmm. Because we did the exact same thing last time and said, I'm on it, yeah.
Crap it. So... What he's talking about there, Adam, is that we're going to do some pair-ups with some of our listeners to do shows together, which then, you know, hopefully I would moderate at that point. But we're waiting on Tim Mead, who's going to produce those shows for us.
And where's Tim?
He's wrapped up in his own little world at this moment.
Okay.
He's got a lot going on.
Oh.
He's got wives running back and forth to Europe and Russia, and he's got... right now he's trying to sell his house, and he's got a buyer, but it's a rent to own, so he's got to get out. Then he's got to get down to the farm, and so because he's, you know, he's selling his house so he can go full time mission, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting. Interesting what happens because he can't like not have connection to us. So we'll see how that works out. So we've said we've heard all those.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. All right. Well, do you want me to finish playing that one? No, because you're sure we've heard it. I'm deleting it. I'm deleting
what else you got?
Let's see. Pull them in here. All right. Let's see what we got here. Turn the volume up first. Get them a smart cookie.
Howdy, guys. It's Bubba here. How you doing? Just listened to the podcast this morning, and, you know, I got to tell you, first of all, you got to warn us. I mean, you know, I'm at work.
We heard that. We listened to that.
But keep listening to your show. I had four thoughts, and I'll talk fast. First of all, Speed Racer is really excellent.
We've heard this. Is this what we're going to do now?
Well, we're calling from Alabama.
We've heard this.
Everybody can blame Dan for this show.
Well, it's me again.
We've heard this.
Squirrels,
you can't do
in.
That because this thing won't stay plugged in.
If y'all want a good song to go along at the beginning, Humans Being...
We've heard this. I don't know if I've heard that yet.
Oh.
I'm a little behind on shows, and I haven't called in a while, so I thought I would call in and just say hi, see how things are going.
Is that what we just heard?
Yeah.
We just heard that.
Oh.
What are you doing? I thought you deleted it.
What
are you doing?
You just said that you deleted that one.
This is what happens when I don't have an intern.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I know what I'm doing.
No.
He doesn't know.
I know my limitations.
Okay, okay. Got any I haven't heard?
That's all I downloaded so far.
Oh, the same ones we've already heard. You got like 500 calls up there and that we haven't heard. I was looking all forward to hearing people talk and you haven't even... Hey.
So anyway, we should.
I can yell.
Please don't yell.
Turn my microphone down. I'll come over there and beat you on the head with it.
So there, that was all that in a bag of chips.
All right.
End of show.
Okay.
Oh no! I don't know what that was, but I just rubbed something in my eye. Oh, that hurts. That stinks. Oh, I got to go wash my eye out.
Okay. Bye, Oscondias,
what is
everybody.
That? Oh, that hurts. Okay. I'll be right back. Oh, dang it.
Are you better?
Dude, no, my eyelids are still on fire.
It was probably you had some pepper on from your...
Oh, jalapenos. All this is on fire. But at least I can open my eyes now. Wow, that was incredibly excruciating.
Sorry.
Jalapeno, you think it was jalapeno
well,
pepper?
Well, yeah. I mean, you probably got something. Ew.
Like hot like pouring hot
water. Just thinking about it. Yeah.
Like
you said, they were hot.
Like pouring hot pokers in your eyes or something.
Sorry about that. Is that all the calls?
What calls?
Are we done? I was saying goodbye and letting people go.
A show? We haven't done anything. Well, we haven't talked about anything. We listened to a bunch of calls we already done. Oh. And Brad poured pepper juice in his eye, I guess. Holy cow.
Did you have some kind of plan?
Oh, well, we can talk about something on the run sheet.
Okay.
But we're already at 20 minutes.
Well, that's why I said wrap it up, man.
Well, we didn't do anything.
That's okay.
Okay. I don't know how they're going to feel about all this.
I'd be angry if I watched 20 minutes or if I listened to 20 minutes of calls I've already listened to.
They can't hear you. Okay. You'd be angry if they listened to 20 minutes of calls they'd already heard. Mm-hmm. Well, then contribute something, dude. Don't just sit there and mock me.
He's got nothing.
Okay, he's got nothing. I got something. My computer, I come in. This is my run sheet. And on the back of my run sheet, it says, managed to pick up some spyware. Sorry.
Whoops.
Yeah, whoops. I come in the other day to my computer room, to my office, where my laptop lives. And somebody invaded my laptop's home in the middle of the night and gone to MySpace and got some... I don't know if it was MySpace or if it was Windows Messenger. I don't know which one it was because that's the only two things you did. But one of those things, and the problem is my AVG, my free AVG thing, will not upgrade to 8 because it says my Windows isn't right.
Uh-huh.
It says I have Windows 2000, which I don't have Windows XP.
When I was on there, just like a million
pop-ups. Talking to the microphone.
A million pop-ups just started coming up. And, like, for no reason. Like, every time I went to a page, like, 6 new pop-ups would come up, and I would just have to exit them all. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's what that thing was. It was malicious. And I have found... And anyway, so I finally got my AVG to update, not to 8.0, but... And I got... So I got it all stopped. Bottom line, it all works again. So, there you go. I'm going on Ubuntu. I'm going over to Ubuntu.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about stuff like that.
You've said that before.
I know, but I just can't make the jump. I can't make the leap. There's too many things over here I use, like this Wixier program thingy.
Why don't you just go get a Mac and be done with it? Mm-hmm.
Because that's a grand. Is it going to cost me $1,000?
It's $1,000 worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it. That'd be probably my next computer.
They don't depreciate $300 a day.
And I can't, here's the other thing, I can't go buy one.
Because you have to have one for me, too.
Because then Faith will go, well, why are you getting to use the Mac? Why don't I get to use
really
the Mac?
It's been $2,000.
I'd spend $2,000.
But then not only that, but then he has to get an iPhone because he can't have a laptop without an iPhone. And then I'll be like, well, I need an iPod, man. I want an iPod. I just want one of those little nanos, the little ones.
The Shuffle?
Yeah.
I'll buy you a Shuffle. It's dumb, but I'll buy you one.
You don't want a Shuffle. Shuffles are...
You just push play.
They're dumb.
I mean, that's easy for me, man.
I'm talking about the Nano, the little one.
Oh, the Nano one?
Not the Shuffle.
With the screen
on
it? Not
the one that John has. The Shuffle. It's got the little screen. It doesn't have a screen. It's a dial.
The Shuffle doesn't have...
I don't need the screen. It just shuffles the songs for it. Just, that's all I want. I just want like a fancy Walkman, man.
But you can't pick the songs. It's just
because
random.
It's smaller.
Well,
what if you're working out and you want you want to listen to a
What do you mean I can't?
No, it's just it's a
Nano.
iPod, it's an iPod Shuffle.
The Nano, the Shuffle.
No, the Nano you can because it's just a
Well, that's what I want.
iPod.
The Nano. I don't want the Shuffle.
You just
I want
said
the
you
Nano.
The Shuffle.
I did not. I meant I want the Nano. Okay. Well, I said that, but I meant I wanted the Nano. He said the Shuffle. I want the Nano.
Oh,
okay. See. So then he's got 1, 2. He's up to like. $3,000.
Yeah, so I'm just going to stick with my XP for now. And if I keep, and basically what I've learned is if I keep 16-year-old kids out of my office, I don't have a problem with XP. I like to poke him in the eye a little bit.
Okay.
Now that it's all fixed, I can do that. Before I was a little too mad. I couldn't josh with him. It might have come out wrong. Stupid kids! Anyway. So, there we are. Here we are. It's all done.
Okay.
We're good. Okay, so now we contributed at least a story.
What day is it? Wednesday?
No, it's Sunday.
No, it's Wednesday.
No, it's Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
It was Sunday when we recorded. It was Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, Rue.
Happy Wednesday.
Squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.